Well, it was back in 1955 that Disneyland, just a few hours to the south of us, opened its doors for the first time. Even more important in the spiritual aspect of life, that's also the same year, 1955, that the Evangel Home in Fresno opened its doors of ministry for the first time. 55 years of ministering to women and children in crisis at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And this is Heartline, the weekly radio voice from the Evangel Home, where your host is Jim Tuck.
Thanks again, Ken Adams. Do such a great job. We appreciate you making Heartline come to life as a radio program. And Jerry, we are in part two. We just absolutely ran out of time last week with Pete and Florence. And why don't you do a quick recap of who our guests are? And we're going to pick up with the same question we didn't get to answer last week.
Okay, that was funny. Pete was ready. Now you've had a whole week to think about it, Peter. Pete and Florence Kuiper have been doing chapel services here since, I guess, the early 90s, maybe.
Something like that.
Peter was on the Evangel Home board in the mid-80s. So you must have been around when they purchased the apartments. Mm-hmm. That was a huge step of faith, and I'm so thankful they did that. They did it at a time when we really had no money and had to take out a loan on those apartments, because I remember when I came, we had the balloon payments due. And I am so thankful they were able to buy those, that they took that risk, because that made all the difference in the world for this ministry and this neighborhood. That was the first step beyond the crisis shelter, and now we have almost half the block. Mm-hmm. So that they set things in motion, and I'm very thankful for that, Peter. So thanks. Anyway, yes, they come every Tuesday morning. They do chapel for the women, and it consists of some music, some prayer, and a good word of teaching.
Last week we got to chat just a brief bit personally. We didn't chant. We did chat. Florence is a self-described small brown woman born in the Philippines, and Pete, a tall white guy. Very much of an academic background, a longtime instructor, now professor emeritus at Fresno City College, but still teaching. But what we asked last week, Pete, was what would someone need to know who's considering whether the Lord would lead them to come to be a chapel leader? Jerry mentioned that the fifth day of the month is a slot that's hard to fill, the regular
both morning and evening.
What would you tell someone who's willing to go to prayer now and ask whether the Lord would ask have them to commit to that?
Well, I would think certainly they need to pray about it, but they'd also have to have the attitude that the Holy Spirit is already working in these women, and they can go with a dialogical approach. In other words, have an interactive approach. If they're going to come there with just the attitude, I've got all the truth, what with one-way communication, talking down to the women, as preachers quite often are wont to do with their congregations, you know, that's not going to work. The self-esteem issues and whatnot are such that you need to encourage them to contribute. And have a two-way type of thing. So you can't really over-prepare if you have too many ideas, too many scripture passages to throw at them and so on. It's not going to work. But you have to be really prayed up, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and relax that he will be there and show up and bring healing and the gospel and truth.
So we don't need preachers here. What we need is discussion leaders and sharers.
And preachers, but on a small scale. It's not where you're standing at a podium thumping anything, because we have chapel in our living room. And it's like what Pete said, the dialogue, where you want to bring the word, and Peter will often then sit in a chair and chat with the women and keep it totally on track. It's like if you're in church, those days where you want to raise your hand and say, but I don't get this, you get to do that here. And that is crucial. Thank you, Peter, for that. That was great.
Last week, I asked Peter a question about any significant one memory event that jumped out, and maybe it was that day, now that we're a week later. What about you, Florence? Is there someone or some event in your time in chapel that says, man, that was special? I'm never going to forget that as long as God lets me have my senses.
Well, sometimes nothing comes out of it coming here, but most of the time it's the Holy Spirit saying to me, okay, that was good, go ahead and follow that. And much of it is loving them, mm-hmm. giving them a lot of love, mm-hmm. like holding them and hugging them and yeah. that kind of thing I can do, which he doesn't yeah. often do.
And that I think that is such a great point. What's our motivation? I mean, as you read the Gospels over and over, you see Jesus looked at the crowd and had compassion. Mm-hmm. And that word compassion mm-hmm. is used over and over and over as Jesus began to heal mm-hmm. or teach mm-hmm. or whatever. He was motivated by compassion. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, Pete, that's something
oh, yeah,
yeah, people need to. Well, we need to move on. Thank you, Peter, okay. Florence. What a great opportunity
okay.
to catch up.
You
guys can stay right here. But we're going to talk about, with Jerry, we're going to talk about the banquet that's coming up next month. And so Peter and Florence are going to excuse themselves, I guess. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. Just a pleasure to catch up again a little
thank
bit.
You.
All right. God bless you both, and thank you for your ministry here at Evangel Home.
Oh,
Florence is saying her knee is maybe going to have surgery.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something to pray for, Florence Kuiper. She needs. She's got some joint issues. So, Jerry, we're coming to the point when we're at nitty-gritty time by the time this program airs for the banquet. Bring us up to date.
Banquet is September 21st, 6:30, Radisson Hotel. Same time, same place, almost the same date. But this year we have something very different, very special. A woman named Carol, who is the pottery lady. She makes beautiful pottery, lives down south, I'm not quite sure where, but she will be here, and she brings her pottery wheel. She is on the stage, and while she makes a beautiful piece of pottery, she talks from her own experience about being created by God and being molded in his image. We went to her website, Pottery Lady. We're trying to do the invitation, which will be out next week. So the week of, the 16th, I believe, of August, people will be receiving an invitation in the mail. But if you can, this was from the website, Jim, just some of her pottery, she just makes beautiful pieces. And she will have some here for sale. She'll be bringing it with her. We will have a drawing, and I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet, if we're going to number people's tickets or we're going to send them a little ticket with their banquet ticket. But someone will receive a piece of her pottery as a gift, and there will be others there for purchase. So it'll be a very streamlined banquet, I believe, because I think her message will be so powerful. The visuals will be so captivating that we don't want anything else on the stage other than her. And then we'll have the testimony of a couple of our women who have been in that broken pottery stage. And one of them I'm real tickled about, actually, Christy, one of our gals who graduated, I think it was last year. And then she stayed in Community Connection, got a job, moved out. Everything is going well. She's in church. She's left her bad boyfriend. And she had moved in with a woman who began to play games, do drugs, lie. Christy said, okay, once I will forgive you, but the next time I'm gone. It happened again. And Christy had called us when she realized maybe she wasn't living in the best place. And we said, yeah, get back here, and you can stay in the crisis home. So she's in the crisis home kind of figuring out, I don't think she gets housing now till September. And I said, okay, then your payment will be to speak at the banquet.
Oh.
So Christy will speak at the banquet. And I think she'll be a perfect example of that sort of clay molding that the master potter does. That you never know when he's done with us. He's never done here. Christy knows she was not done when she walked out of here, nor were we done with her. It is a process. So I'm very excited. I've talked to Carol several times on the phone. She's a delightful, sweet, humble woman. And I think it will be a very special banquet. So, again, September 21st, call, write, wait for the invitation.
That's Tuesday the 21st, and it starts at what time?
6:30.
And we want to just remind folks that Evangel Home has been pretty good about getting people out 8:30-ish,
yes.
So it doesn't become an all-nighter. We're home at a reasonable hour. But it's just a wonderful time. I meet new people every year, and we have in common the faith of our Lord Jesus in our Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry of Evangel Home. And meeting new people and fellowshipping is always such a huge part. Now, ticket prices are?
$35 individual, $300 for a table of 10. We've not raised the prices at all. So we'll have chicken, of course, but it'll be good chicken. Whatever we had last year, I never eat at a banquet. People raved about it, actually.
Yes,
so we're
was.
Repeating that. Whatever that was, we're having that again.
Yeah, it really was excellent. I remember that much. Like you, my mind is going 1,000 miles an hour, and I don't really pay attention, except that it caught my attention last year. This is tasty. So give us a call, 264-4714. Put it on your calendar, Tuesday, September 21st, 6:30 to pretty close to 8:30 p.m., and we'll be responsible with your time, and you will be built up and encouraged. And for those of you who are supporters and longtime followers of Evangel Home, this is a great opportunity to expose new people to what's going on here. Maybe the Holy Spirit's working in their heart. Lord, give me a passion for a ministry. Give me an opportunity to step in somewhere. And this is the event that God will use to trigger something significant in their life. And the women here will be the beneficiary of that. So, how have you been?
I've been very well, thank you.
All right.
I had a slight mishap.
You had an automobile accident.
Yeah, my automobile got totaled, and I got a very sore back and bruises out of the deal. But there were many, many blessings that came during that. I mean, I was protected, but, you know, it's interesting, Jim, because I've had many people say, because it happened on Bullard Avenue. It happened at like 10:30 at night. Normally there's some traffic. I went across all lanes of traffic, and there wasn't a car in sight. And I had just dropped off my little great nieces. They weren't in the car. So people have said God was really watching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was. But the young man who hit me is an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that just sort of a, yeah, God was with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, have I found myself praying for that young
mm-hmm.
man. Just because maybe that was the opportunity. I don't think a kid that age is yet a devout atheist. And so that was kind of, that's what I remember. I remember I took that away from the accident in addition to the sore back that is much, much better. And I remember thinking as I spun through the intersection, darn, this is going to be inconvenient.
Yes.
I just knew no matter how it ended, it was going to be inconvenient.
Right. Yeah, you just wonder in the process of that, what is really God going to do?
Yes,
but Romans 8:28 is true, whether we believe it or not. So rest in it. And we're out of time, Jerry.
Thank you for asking.
Yes, absolutely. So Tuesday, September 21st, 6:30, call us 264-4714. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Reach them in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock online, evangelhome.org. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. Be with us again next time for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home, Heartline.